Syria's President Assad and other Middle East dictators are getting support from Venezuela. President Hugo Chavez styles himself as a man of the people at home in Venezuela. But when it comes to the Arab Spring, Chavez comes down on the side of the region's despots. John Otis reports from the Venezuelan capital, Caracas.
In a recent speech, Chavez defended embattled Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
Just because the whole world calls Gaddafi an assassin doesn't mean Chavez will call him an assassin. That would be cowardly. He's been a friend of mine and a friend of ours for a long time.
Chavez has also described Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad as a humanist and a brother.
Es un líder árabe, socialista, un humanista.
Over the years, Chavez has won legions of fans in the Arab world for breathing new life into OPEC, embracing the Palestinian cause, and breaking diplomatic relations with Israel. So, his recent comments have disappointed pro-democracy activists in the Middle East. True, Chavez cheered the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, mainly because the Egyptian president was a staunch U.S. ally. But Chavez has also forged close ties to some of the Middle East's most notorious leaders, including Gaddafi, Assad, and Iran's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Chavez backed Ahmadinejad following Iran's disputed election in 2009 and during the subsequent government crackdown on protesters. Chavez has also defied Washington by cutting business deals with Tehran.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here this morning to announce that Secretary of State Clinton has decided to impose sanctions on 7 foreign entities under the Iran Sanctions Act of 1996.
Last month, the State Department slapped sanctions on Venezuela's state oil company for selling a gasoline blending component to Iran. Critics contend Chavez wants to be president for life and has been spooked by the Middle East uprisings. By voicing support for pro-Gaddafi forces and Syria's crackdown on protesters, Chavez is sending a message to his own people, says political analyst Jose Toro.
What he's saying, don't dare to do anything like that here in Venezuela because I am not going to accept it.
Yet Chavez isn't the only leader with questionable allies in the Middle East. This month, President Obama welcomed the Crown Prince of Bahrain to the White House, despite that country's fierce repression of pro-reform activists. Comparing Chavez to faltering Arab autocrats is also problematic. Polls show that Chavez remains quite popular at home. Some of his staunchest supporters come from the 500,000 people of Middle Eastern descent who live in Venezuela. On Fridays, some of these expats worship at the huge Al Ibrahim Mosque in downtown Caracas. Mohamed Salem, who administers the mosque, arrived here from Egypt 10 years ago. Salem says his visa applications for Europe were rejected, but Venezuela welcomed him and offered him citizenship. Not surprisingly, he refuses to badmouth Chavez and his foreign policy.
Whether Chavez backs this person or that, I don't know anything about it. That's politics, and I can't get involved in that.
Support for Chavez is also strong at this outdoor market in Caracas, dominated by vendors from the Middle East. They see Venezuela as a land of political freedom and business opportunity. Some got their start here with low-cost government loans. Syrian immigrant Fadi Humsi sells sheets and towels and is about to open his second store. In Syria, he says, if you don't have money, you can't start your own business. You have to be an employee. But here, if you want to work and get ahead, people help you. But not everyone at the market is smitten with the Venezuelan president. Lebanese immigrant Charles Massad says Chavez has sided with the bad guys in the Middle East.
Because he wants to make the Venezuela like a dictatorship, you know, and we don't want that. And that's the reason why he's with Gaddafi.
Massad says when it comes to the Arab Spring, Chavez is showing his true colors. For The World, I'm John Otis, Caracas.